Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Hi everyone, welcome to Staying Home with Wit. If you have been following me for a while, you know that pregnancy was a mix of extremes, major highs and major, major lows. I wasn't that stereotypical mom who felt glowy or sexy or empowered. My nausea was off the charts insane. I was super insecure about my body changing, and it just didn't feel good, both emotionally and physically. I wanted to be excited, but I couldn't force it. And then that made me feel weak and unstable and just guilty and bad about myself. Just like so much feeling bad, such a horrible quality. I felt really alone, and I wish I had been able to hear other voices singing the same tune or whining the same tune, a community of humans bringing other humans into the world with a validating and encouraging tone. My guest today is taking initiative to create a place just like that. Today, I'm speaking with Ariane Goldman, founder of Hatch, the most amazing maternity brand that's mission includes cultivating an actual meaningful community. Ariane founded the company in 2011 due to her personal clothing frustrations while pregnant with her first child, and since then has created an entire Hatch community with over 100,000 followers on Instagram and so many other platforms. Let's get into it. I want to start by hearing how you really got into the pregnancy fashion business. What were you doing before this, and what led you to want to start Hatch?
Yeah, so I started my career in corporate America at American Express, climbing up this ladder, spent most of my 20s there, and then realized I fell in love with a creative man, and he really wouldn't listen to what I had to say at dinner because he didn't care what I had to say because it wasn't of interest to him. And it just made me realize how much creative I still had in me that I wanted to express. And so We got engaged, and I was looking for a bridesmaid's dress at the time that my girls can feel comfortable in and wear again after the wedding. That bred the idea of this Norma Kamali infinity dress, which is a one size fits all dress that wraps all these different ways. And so I came for my bridesmaids, and it was a huge hit at the wedding. And I decided when I got back from Jamaica, where we got married, that I was going to kind of do a side hustle and leave, kind of start to pursue other things in the entrepreneurial space. And so I started my first brand called Two Words Bridesmaid, which was one dress, one size fits all.
Oh, I definitely know about that dress. I did not know that that was where you started.
First foray into it. So,
oh my gosh. Okay.
Sizes, wrapping it, twisting it. You can wear it black tie, garden, just the most amazing product. And I got a chance to go on the Martha Stewart show and show 8 different women in different body types in the same dress. And the rest was history. I quit American Express. The phone was ringing off the hook. The clients were coming in. I really packed this duffel bag filled with dresses and took it to any English-speaking country that had the bridesmaid's dress ritual so that I can be the first mover, because you can't patent fashion.
Right.
I opened in Sydney, Australia, in Notting Hill, London, Toronto.
So you opened retail in all of these places, or you just opened business, like you started selling to stores in all these places?
By appointment only ateliers. So I found business partners, women in each market that wanted to be my kind of local partner there. And I kind of ran it from the States, but they executed it from wherever they were. And because my husband was traveling all the time and we didn't have kids, it was easy for me to just be fulfilled and traveling the world with this product and this concept while he was out doing his thing and not feeling, you know, like I was waiting for him to come back to make me feel fulfilled.
Yes.
And it was just the most amazing, magical business, you know, that's still running today, which is just fantastic. I was running that for about 3 to 4 years and I got pregnant. And I was looking one night online for, actually more than one night, I was looking endlessly for a brand to be talking to me about this journey that I was about to embark on. I was excited. I was scared. I was nervous and I wasn't drinking, and that's my favorite thing to do. So I was slightly bored and I was just looking for a connection, and there was no one out there. It was kind of old school brands that weren't really speaking to me, and they were making fashion look like you were supposed to be alienated from society during this period. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out how there was demand, but there was nothing to kind of give us and feed us. And so that's when I decided that I would kind of continue on the success of Two Birds and giving women something to invest in that they can wear again after the wedding. Two Birds because you can kill two birds with one dress and wear it again. Mm-hmm. And Hatch is really, you know, was founded on the same premise that you can buy beautiful pieces, you can wear them as your body changes, and then mm-hmm. again after the baby. So you're investing in pieces that go like through the different chapters of your life.
I mean, it's so amazing because at the time it feels like the only other competition you probably had was like a pea in the pod. Like I can't even think of other household names that were doing and even are doing now the same thing that you're doing. Like there's no options.
You know, it's not that attractive for a lot of business owners, you know, to like, you know, against the curve, WWD, Vogue, all of the periodicals, no one would write about the category because at the time social media was just starting to blow up, not even yet. And Warby Parker, all these D2C companies were just starting to kind of come alive.
Yeah.
It was taboo to have a changing body. And, you know, as women, we weren't able to celebrate the fact that we have this amazing experience. But, you know, you have someone you love and all of a sudden, like the next thing you know, 10 months later, you've created life together. That's pretty magical. But one reason or another, it wasn't something that people like to talk about. But
right.
I felt really strongly that it was something that we needed as women. And so the first few years were certainly lonely and challenging, but something I felt was really important to kind of provide women like us, women not like us, but just women in general, an option that they had to know that somebody was listening out there.
100%. I feel like some people would think getting into the pregnancy business is difficult because you're only capturing your customer for a certain amount of time. But obviously the way that you got over that was making it so that these clothes can be worn throughout pregnancy, postpartum, and even beyond that. So that was, I'm assuming, one of your missions behind this, right? Not for the garment to just be like a 1 year usage. Like you wanted it to last for longer.
Yeah. And there are different entrepreneurs out there that kind of start ideas so that they can bring it to a $100 million business and go on to the next idea. This was really found on a fundamental need as women that we had. And it was really, whether or not it's going to go the distance of your lifetime, there is a need during this journey in life and nobody. Mm-hmm. So let's just start with the basics, right? Let's just start fundamentally with why isn't anybody talking to me right now? Mm-hmm. I always found opportunity in what other people thought was a roadblock. I felt like having an incoming freshman class all the time of newly pregnant women just meant that your customers were going to just keep recycling, which is fantastic.
That's true. Yeah.
A really good job. You can keep them for their second, third. And then it's the word of mouth piece where it's just like, all right, let's become this brand that people resonate with and know that someone's listening to them and we've got your back.
Yeah.
So I'm really proud. And, you know, there's a lot of gray hairs and a lot of tears that have been in between then and now, but I'm really proud to say that I feel like we're accomplishing that day by day.
And now a word from our brand partner. Homer is an essential early learning program that builds skills for school and life. They take kids on a super personalized learning journey that boosts their confidence and grows with them. And it is super thoughtfully made for and loved by kids 2 to 8. So it's perfect for Sunny because he's 3, obviously, and it keeps his attention. And it's just also important that it's fun. Their programs are fueled by kids' interests and grows with them as they build their skills. So whatever your kid's into, you can find a specific category all about that. And it deepens their love of learning, which is so important for Timmy and I. We want Sunny to love learning, to be interested in it. Homer's interactive lessons, stories, and activities are personalized by your child's skill level, age, and interests. It's super comprehensive, so they have really awesome playful learning activities across subject areas important for school and life. It's not just about reading and math. It's also about social and emotional learning, creativity, and thinking skills. It's also super safe, so you don't have to worry about commercials or ads, and it's super easy to use with kid-friendly navigation, perfect for independent play. Independent play is huge for Sunny right now. Instead of scrolling through YouTube or watching TV, Homer will keep your kid engaged with educational content and activities they actually want to do. They have a Learn and Grow app, which is proven to increase reading scores by 74%, which is 15 minutes per day. If you guys are interested in learning more about Homer and making your at-home learning experience just so much easier and streamlined, go to learnwithhomer.com/withwit to start a free 60-day trial. You guys, you can have this free for 2 months and see how your kid likes it at Learn With Homer. That's LearnWithHomer.com/withwit to start a free 60-day trial. And now back to our chat. When you're pregnant and your body starts to change, at least for me, like that was one of the hardest things, which sounds so shallow and vain. And like, I even kind of hate to admit it, but watching my body change and then seeing my body change afterwards, like I really was not one of those people that just loved it. Like I didn't feel sexy. I didn't feel empowered. Like I just wasn't loving my body changing. And so I think having a brand like you to turn to that can kind of like turn that around and help you accentuate those things is so important for your mental state, like not in a vain way, like really to help your mental state. So it's very much appreciated on my end.
It's okay to feel beautiful as your body's changing. It's, it's a moment to feel like you can invest in yourself and celebrate. Even if it's a tough pregnancy, even if you're not enjoying it, you're still a rock star and you're doing it, achieving it, right? So why not celebrate the small victories every day of just getting through it? Hatch went from really a product business, what it is, you know, over the first few years into really developing this amazing community. And now it's way more meaningful than a beautiful cashmere sweater or a really awesome onesie that you can wear to lunch.
Right.
Really just, you know, it's a world of that people feel safe in that can come and not only buy the solutions that they're looking for, but also hopefully feel comforted by the education and the community that we're providing you.
Yeah, the community aspect is so important of it. You know, a lot of people after they have the baby, it's like, why didn't anybody tell me about this? Why didn't anyone prepare me for this? Why didn't anyone tell me what breastfeeding was actually going to be like? And it's just because it's one of those things that no one can really tell you or teach you about until you go through it because every experience is so unique. So I remember when I was pregnant, Sunny's three now, there weren't that many resources for me to turn to for, you know, that like-minded voice that needed that support. And so your community has moved beyond just clothing. Like you actually have this whole community. Like talk about what you guys cover there, because I know you guys have had some amazing, I was obviously doing my research, like some really amazing articles that are speaking to an audience of people that probably feel very isolated and don't feel their voice heard. I see Hannah Bronfman speaking out about IVF, which is something that people have not talked about for a long time. And Brooklyn Decker running her company while raising money at 8 months pregnant, the balancing of it all and that taboo mom word balance. Talk about your community a little bit more and how it can be a resource for women right now who don't feel their voice being heard.
Sure. So it really began when we started to open our store. We have a store in New York and one in Brentwood. And we're opening a third one on the Upper East Side here. And what happened when I first opened the Bleecker Street location was we had a second level. And we really wanted to think about how to use the space outside of just commerce. And we started to bring in consultants, lactation consultants, sleep trainers, doulas, really to pull and bring in some of our customers so that they can just enjoy themselves in a beautiful environment, get pampered, and learn more about the journey that they were embarking on and ask questions. Within the few months, just the thank you notes, just the request for different types of events, it just started to funnel in. And it was just so clear that women were looking for more from us to unite them and to help them feel less lonely. And so the community really started in person for us, where we were having miscarriage conversations. We were having women come in with their newborns and have music classes with kids that were within 3 months of each other so they can make new friends, really fostering this connection. And all of a sudden, this halo started to glow around the brand that's just been so magical. Really, over the first few years of the community building piece, it was like, all right, if you're in New York or LA, RSVP and please come into our doors and we can take care of you and make you feel it's like the cherry on top. We're more than just beautiful pieces, but we can help, we can hold your hand. And it was clear that we needed to unite women in between New York and LA and anywhere in the world, because, you know, the beauty about Hatch is that we're not one type of woman. I'm not speaking to one, you know, customer per se. There's a common denominator of motherhood in all of us, or women just thinking about motherhood, that has something that we all share. And that's what Hatch is really, you know, that's what's glowing about this, is that we're connected. Mm-hmm. All types under the same notion that we all are better together. And when I saw community really building in each store, it was clear that we needed to surface this content, this amazing community online. And so we launched Babe by Hatch. It's what I like to call kind of the raw conversation about motherhood and just the exploration of it. And we launched that this past Mother's Day during COVID, which was actually a really good time because people were looking for a shoulder and for the articles that, you know, made them feel like they weren't going through this alone. This is where we surface these conversations and we both laugh and we have, you know, gestures of funny, but we also talk serious and the real stuff that kind of keeps us up at night and makes us cry. So to me, that's the gamut of motherhood. It's the joy and it's the pain and the terror and the humor and the fact that we really can't control any of it. So
100%.
I wanted to service that on Babe, and it's been just the most incredible experience now adding this to Hatch, having ability to talk and converse and bring women in to tell their stories through our platform.
And now a word from our brand partner. Pressed seltzer is so refreshing and delicious. They have super unique flavors, 9 of them to be exact, and they each can be purchased in individual packs or you can get a variety pack. Pressed comes in the 4 flagship flavors. So there's blackberry hibiscus, pomegranate ginger, lime lemongrass, and grapefruit cardamom. The lime lemongrass is my favorite. It's so refreshing. I feel like I'm on a beach sipping something super tasty, relaxing. There's also some seasonal fan favorites, which include apple cinnamon, pear chamomile, pineapple basil, and lingonberry elderflower. Oh, and blood orange chili. The pineapple basil is so, 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 so good. I mean, I love anything with basil and pineapple and add them together and I don't know. Am I too basic or what? The sparkling taste of Pressed reflects that all of life's delicious moments are meant to be savored. It's crisp, it's refreshing. And if you guys are feeling like you need to mix up your drinking game, check out Pressed because they have all natural ingredients, super low cal, low carb, low sugar, and gluten removed. Pressed is the only women-owned seltzer among the top 10 seltzer brands. So when you're drinking this, not only do you get a little buzz and it's super refreshing, but you're supporting fellow women, guys. The founder, Amy, developed the first Pressed flavors in her kitchen, brewing up sophisticated flavor combinations inspired by her global culinary explorations. She had 3 no-compromise goals. First, the seltzer had to be delicious. Second, the flavor profiles had to be sophisticated. And finally, for fans committed to responsible sipping, it had to be low ABV. When she brought Pressed to the market, the hard seltzer category was non-existent. Naysayers only fueled Amy's determination to market her premium seltzer. Very good lesson to be learned, you guys. All these no's at the beginning of launching a business will just make you stronger and fuel your determination to make your dream come true. To enjoy Pressed seltzer, go to enjoypress.com. That's ENJOYPRESS.com. And if local to the Los Angeles area, visit your nearest Costco, Target, or BevMo retailer. And now back to our chat. Let's get into like your motherhood story, because I feel like the people will want to know. You have 2 kids. Were both pregnancies, were they easy? Did you always know you wanted to have kids? What was your general mindset when you were pregnant?
Pretty much a hedonist, and I love life. So Max and I definitely, my husband and I definitely wanted to travel and not rush into it. So we got married and waited about 3 or 4 years before we had Charlie, my first daughter. Mm-hmm. I miscarried before I had her. So that was pretty traumatic. And obviously not having had a child before that, I thought that it was, you know, the end of the world at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty painful and unknown. And at the time there wasn't this community of Patch and Babe to kind of walk me through it and know that other people were going through this. I mean, miscarriage is such a common thing that happens to so many of us. And yet it's still rather taboo, or people are just starting to feel comfortable talking about it. But I
totally
nothing to be ashamed of, especially because it's just so common and it's our body. And the fact is, I got pregnant soon after with Charlie because my body was just warming up. And when you look at it that way, right?
Yeah.
It's meant to be. And now, you know,
yeah, that was like practice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a religious thing, but I firmly think that everything happens for a reason. And so mm-hmm. Charlie came to me, my first daughter. And then we waited again 4 years until we had our second. And mm-hmm. and that's Georgie, another delicious girl. I thought I was having boys both times. They were both surprises, but I was totally wrong.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But did you find out what you were having?
No. So we didn't find out either. And I thought I was having a boy, and obviously we had a boy, but we've said if we get pregnant again, we won't find out again. Cause it's like the only surprise that you're ever going to really have in life, right? Like you can kind of guess everything else. I guess if I were to get pregnant right now, then Sunny would be 4 years apart. Did you like have a plan of how far you wanted them apart? What was that transition like?
No, it was more, I miscarried. So, you know, and I'm not saying it, so I don't mean to be so nonchalant because it's, you know, it's,
no, it's,
and I miscarried again before Georgie. So, So when we were ready to, you know, go back and kind of have another child, we then suffered another loss. But again, my body was just getting ready for the next one. So I got very lucky.
Yeah.
And you can't, some people who have a really hard time trying the first time, the second time they get pregnant on their first go, right? So you just mm-hmm. really, you just don't know like what it's going to be like. And so there's no planning, so to speak, you know, when it comes to parenthood or mothering.
Yeah.
You have an idea in your mind, but life has its ways of surprising you in so many ways.
That's so true. You try to control so many things, but it's one thing that you have to just completely release because you're never going to have control over it. And even now, you can make the most plans, you can schedule your days, you can try to be as prepared as possible. But the one thing that you learn as a mom is that you kind of just have to go with the flow because you just, there's unforeseen things that are happening all the time. And our bodies are so different. What happens to one person, no two things will ever happen the same way, you know? That's why it's also sometimes really hard to prepare for because you just don't know what's going to happen. What has been like the hardest phase of motherhood for you? Like, has there been a certain age or a certain phase of one of your girls that's been extremely challenging? How did you get through it?
So Charlie was kind of the baby. It was amazing. I was very fortunate to have help. I started Hatch right when Charlie was born because I was inspired when she was in my belly. And then I just had this burst of energy when she came out, just like, because I knew how Hatch was needed. And I just got so excited to connect the dots. So
yeah.
I did have help at home, which helped me kind of separate, you know, and feel inspired and also in love with this new blessing at the same time. When I had Georgie 4 years later, Georgie was a little bit of a tougher baby. And I didn't necessarily have the patience for her that in retrospect, I wish I did. The business was starting to take off. I had many employees that I had to kind of look over. And because she was more fussy, I think I kind of duck and ran a little bit, which is definitely, and I'm being, you know, super honest about it because over COVID, I've been able to, you know, the last 6 months, I spent more time with my children than I have, you know, cumulatively at home.
Yes.
Probably in the last, you know, 6-7 years.
I know.
And it's been magical. It's been really, really challenging on so many levels. And I cry constantly, but I know my kids so well right now. And I wouldn't have any. And Georgie and I, my youngest daughter, we are magic. Our relationship is so amazing. And even though I have all of these regrets from the very beginning, I've been able to make them up now. And we're whole. We're whole. There's nothing missing. And it's beautiful. And that's the magic of motherhood, is that there's forgiveness and there's just time and there's love. And then, you know, it just day by day.
Yeah. And there's resilience too on both of your parts. Like I think I had the opposite. I had a really hard time at the beginning. Sunny and I really didn't feel that connection that I feel like you're supposed to feel. And the breastfeeding was very difficult for me. And so I have been very scared of having a second just because that first phase was so hard for me. But then I was recently talking to this woman, Eliza Pressman. She started Seedlings.
A big contributor on Babe.
Yeah. Okay. So I love her. And like, I worship everything she says and really absorb it all. And she was saying to me that the second time around, you will take the time to like appreciate those little things and not be so nervous or so high strung like you were the first time. So maybe like the second time, just try to slow things down a little bit and have a little bit more patience because you have a little bit more perspective. I may have the opposite thing, but I think that it's important to not lead with fear. And that's what I'm learning. For a long time, I've been very fearful of having a second just because of everything it was going to, all the stress it was going to add. And you're like, oh my God. And now even on top of everything that's going on, like, why would I choose to add more into my life? But I think that it's sometimes you have to, it forces you, like having a baby would force me to slow down and like appreciate those slow moments that like I'll never have again, you know, that I may never have another newborn again. You're also such amazing proof of how you can still follow your dreams and follow your goals and have an identity beyond just being a mom. Like I think for you building your business right after you got pregnant is so amazing because I think that's a time when a lot of people start to feel like they lose a little bit of themselves. So how did you get through that and like motivate yourself through that?
No, I'm purely driven by inspiration. And I just,
yeah,
if I can follow that light, and I don't mean to sound cheesy, but if I can really am given something that just drives me and stimulates me so much and makes me so passionate about something, that's what people dream of. And then that would be their mom, right? Like that would, if I feel that way, I'm going to be a better influence and I'll have better energy for my children.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so logical and intuitive that if we're in a bad mood, our kids are going to like notice it and sense it. And
exactly.
Inspiration is golden and it's rare. And just the fact that I was able to find it after 10 years of a career that I like was kind of in a hamster wheel, and it was a beautiful place to work. And it was all these good things, but I wasn't fulfilled. For the first time, I felt like there was something that was guiding me into like feeding this passion inside my chest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Max and I, our perspective on parenthood with the kids was like, let's take them on our journey. Let's like, let us lead and they'll follow rather than have everything and make sure that we're like home exactly for their nap time, home exactly for their dinner time, right? Let's live a very colorful life and bring them with us and everyone will adapt. But that education of seeing the world and traveling and friends who have stories to tell is way more valuable than being like perfectly calendarized and making sure that the child is getting everything they need exactly when they need it, because life throws curveballs at us like it is right now.
So true. So true.
That paradigm and that kind of, we just put a different kind of spin on the way we're going to approach parenthood.
Yeah. I think that's so valuable. It makes me think about my scheduling and routine a little bit more. And last weekend, we decided to get away. Originally, to be perfectly honest, like I wanted to just go away with Timmy and I didn't really want to bring Sunny because I felt like I needed a little bit of a breather. And this was just going away like we were going to go stay at a hotel down the street. And then I'm like, you know what? Let's just try this. Let's see if Sunny, he can hang. And we brought him in. It was just like, I couldn't believe how easy it was and how much more enjoyable it was with him and how he just completely adapted to what we wanted to do and was so excited by just like having this new environment. And it was really nice for me to be able to see that we could do that and that he was so adaptable. And now a word from our sponsor. Oh, Timmy's obsessed with his new purple pillow. You should have seen how excited he was when I brought this home for him. He's been needing a new pillow situation for a while. He's kind of been complaining. So when this came about, I was so excited to get one for him. The Purple Grid improves the way we sleep with their patented technology. It's the only comfort innovation that provides total pressure relief, absolute airflow, and ergonomic support. That's because the Grid's open air channels adapt to your natural shape while neutralizing body heat, so you stay comfortably cool all night. A sleep expert once told us that we should really be keeping our temperature in the house to 68 degrees. So a pillow really helps with this, especially the purple pillow, because it has that cool technology, so it never really gets warm. You know, when you're constantly flipping over the pillow to find the cool side, you don't have to do it with this pillow. Every Purple product ships free, actually, and is delivered right to your door. If you're not completely satisfied, you can return your product for a full refund. They're so confident in what they do that every product comes with a risk-free trial. Purple also has financing available as low as 0% APR for qualified customers. Monthly payments are super easy on your budget, and there's no hidden fees. All right. Have I convinced you yet? You guys have to try this out. The Purple pillows are really the best. I mean, I wish Jimmy were here to tell you, but I swear to you on everything, he loves them so much. Experience the Purple grid and you'll sleep like never before. Go to purple.com/wit10 and use promo code WIT10. For a limited time, you'll get 10% off any order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/WIT10, promo code WIT10 for 10% off any order of $200 or more. Terms apply. And now back to our chat. I want to talk about Hatch Mama, because I'm obviously a skincare junkie, want to try everything, and didn't really actually use a lot of stuff when I was pregnant. Was not one of those women that like was rubbing oils on my belly or anything like that. So talk to me about Hatch Mama and kind of the range of products and the ingredients and what inspired that.
Yeah, I mean, Hatch Mama, again, was born on the idea that you're cobbling your best friend's recommendations, a blogger, a doctor's like notes on what you should be doing during this time, but as a one-stop shop and a home base for women to kind of feel like somebody knew one step ahead of them what they were about to embark on, it made sense that we kind of broaden our product mix and go into beauty products that made people feel better during this time. And so Hatch Mama is non-toxic, clean, good enough to eat, yumminess that really... The first lineup is really about combating the things that just naturally happen to us during pregnancy, like marks, swollen ankles, chapped nipples.
Oh my God, swollen ankles. What do you have for swollen ankles? I need to like email you a picture of my ankles after this. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
I didn't have it. Was it painful?
Oh, it wasn't painful, but it was the kind of thing where you push on it with your finger and it leaves like an indent. Like it was just filled with like gooey fluid. Like,
did your size change?
Feet actually ended up going back to normal, thank God. But for a while, I was only in Crocs and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just one of those things that happens to us.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Somebody create something for me. I wish I had it. I can show you, but we have a...
Is it just like a balm or what is it?
Down girl. And it has like a cooling sensation so that when you rub it on, it automatically feels just like easy.
Heaven. Yeah.
Heaven, and you can put your feet up. It's been such a wonderful, experience to kind of create a whole new product line, a whole world of product development that I've never, gotten into. And because our standards have been so high, because it's maternity and it has to be mama safe. I think the development process was like 2.5 years in the making to make sure that we were coming out and compliant. And, you can't mess around, especially with a pregnant woman. You just have to make sure that you're completely, completely checked. Mm-hmm. And one of our favorite products that we came out with was playing off of K-Beauty and the face mask craze of the sheet.
Yeah.
And so we invented the belly mask, which is a non-toxic kind of sheet that you put on your belly. It has a little wink on it so that it's Instagram friendly. And it's one of the
cute.
Come up with this idea in your office with some of your team. And then a year and a half later, you're seeing it on people like Lily Aldridge wearing it for Vogue, and you're just like, oh my God, that's our invention. There's not another one out there.
Yeah.
Moments like that. And that's a perfect example of trying to make this moment that's funny and weird and sometimes awesome, sometimes not great, fun. It's just making a little bit more fun out of it. And just knowing that like, even though you're bedridden or you can't fit into your jeans, like you can still enjoy this ride because it does, it comes and goes. So
yeah, so fast. Yeah, I know. And even though you think you're in a phase that's going to last forever, it's eventually always going to end, right? Like you have to just continue to remind yourself that as a mother.
So 3 of my senior team are pregnant right now. They're all going.
Oh my God.
Within, I think, literally 10 days of each other. So while I'm so over the moon excited for them, you can only imagine. And it's like, we were just talking, my head of marketing is almost mourning the idea of the pregnancy being over because she, the baby's kicking and she's really enjoying it so much. And it's just Mm-hmm. You know, it's so long at the beginning because you can't tell anyone. And then it speeds up in the middle because you're feeling good and whatnot. And at the end, you feel like it's just dwindling and like you got to hold on to it for as long as possible.
Right. So true. I know. That's such a good perspective. The mask too. I'm sure that's good after you're pregnant as well, you know, just to relieve that skin. And even now I feel it's so hard. I mean, for us, the skin is just, it gets saggy over time and obviously more throughout pregnancy. So is that even something that I could use on myself now?
It's lubricating, it's relaxing, and it helps with any sort of stretch marks that you might have. It's just yummy essential oils that help you just heal better.
Yeah.
On the line of that skin. I mean, down dogs, I love doing yoga and doing a down.
Yeah.
Looking at my belly and like, what happens there?
Oh my God. I know. It looks like the Grand Canyon. Like it's like cratery and wrinkly and crepey. And like, you're just, yeah.
Being a good teacher. I just had a baby, you know, I need to like kind of get through this. And they're like, oh really? How old's your baby? And I said, almost two. And I realized, I'm filming this way too long.
Just had is not, that's not technically just had. Yeah.
I don't know how to combat that little push, you know, the little area there, but it is a.
Yeah. Oh my God. So speaking of self-care right now, how are you taking care of yourself? I mean, you have a business, you have a family, we have COVID, we have election, we have so much stuff right now. What are you able to carve out time for yourself every day?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm in a little bit of a moment right now trying to get into a groove because there's so much.
Okay.
And I think,
yeah,
I think being, I must be a control freak if I've created two companies and trying to like orchestrate this life. So I think feeling out of control has left me a little just in disarray. And I'm so,
yes.
But I'm so conscious of it that I'm trying to work through it and really breathe more. And, you know, I want to say that I'm doing more yoga, but I'm not.
No. Yeah.
Back to the city because we were fortunate enough to be in the country for 6 months, mm-hmm. back in school-ish.
Yeah.
And then, you know, trying to manage the business virtual because it's optional until further notice. It's just
right.
unknown, and I'm trying to figure out how to be, you know, great at it all.
Yeah.
Not sure how to do that.
I know. I mean, if I had the answer, if anybody had the answer, then we'd all be like, I don't know.
Smiling.
Yeah, exactly. Smiling more. But when you think about like your happy place or what relaxes you, like what do you envision? Like what would be something that you would love to do right now?
Okay. So I take two baths a day, like without
okay.
one in the morning and one before I go to bed. So that's just yeah. an absolute must just to like calm me down.
Yeah.
My guilty pleasure right now, even though there's not many of them, is I really do. I surf online for plane tickets, even though all the borders are closed.
You just want to like torture yourself with where you could go?
It's like what the rates are and like what I still dream of like escaping and traveling. And so I still,
yeah.
myself, it's just one of my favorite things to do. And I still find myself getting lost trying to figure out like how to beat the system.
I know. Oh my God. That's so funny. That was so much fun catching up with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. You're such a pleasure. And I'm really grateful for the time together.
Oh my God, same. Where can everybody find you and Hatch?
So it's hatchcollection.com for Hatch for the wonderful conversation. And then on Instagram, we're at HatchGal.
All right. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney E. Port, my website, whitneyport.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.